This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States said Thursday it stands with the people of China in their fight for human rights on the eve of the anniversary of Beijing's deadly Tiananmen Square crackdown. Amid heightened tensions between the two economic giants, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his country will honor the sacrifices of those killed 32 years ago and the brave activists who carry on their efforts today in the face of ongoing government repression. Meantime, thousands of Hong Kong police are expected to surround a central park and patrol the city's streets on Friday to prevent people from gathering to commemorate the 1989 crackdown by Chinese troops in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Critics say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a marked departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Authorities have warned that anyone taking part in unauthorized assemblies risks time in prison. President Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding a Trump-era list of Chinese companies blacklisted for their alleged ties to the country's military. The executive order listed 59 companies involved in surveillance technology, which the White House has said is used to facilitate repression or serious human rights abuses, which undermine the security or democratic values of the United States and its allies. Thursday's announcement is the latest round of sanctions against China, and the Biden administration has announced since January. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents are pushing for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. The deal between a new eight-party coalition is not done yet, and it still has to go before the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. In the meantime, you can bet that Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. Many of the people in this new emerging coalition are people who are traditionally allies of Netanyahu, and he's going to do everything possible to embarrass them, to make them feel like they are betraying the cause. But it appears that he does not have the numbers to block this from happening. At least two people died early Thursday after a residential building collapsed and caught fire in a working-class area of Rio de Janeiro. More than 100 firefighters responded to the scene in Rio das Pedras neighborhood, but they were too late to save an adult and a child. The neighborhood is known to be controlled by organized crime groups reportedly involved in the construction of many substandard buildings. Officials in Chile say the country is facing the collapse of its healthcare system due to a lack of hospital beds to care for COVID-19 patients. Some 97% of Chile's hospital beds are now filled with severely ill COVID-19 patients, even though 52% of its people have gotten the anti-COVID vaccines. In the capital, Santiago, home to the country's 19 million Chileans, 99% of its hospital beds are at capacity right now. In Chile, just over 1 million people have been infected with the COVID-19 vaccine, a virus rather, and 29,000 have died as a result of the virus. France said Thursday it would suspend joint military operations with the Malian forces after the West African country's second coup in 9 months, adding to international pressure for the military junta to return civilians to positions of power. And the Justice Department is investigating the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, here in the U.S. over political fundraising activities at his former business, according to a spokesman for DeJoy. And the Washington Post said that federal authorities in recent weeks have subpoenaed DeJoy, interviewed current and former employees in his business. He's a wealthy former logistics executive who has been mired in controversy since taking over the Postal Service last summer and putting in policies that delayed the mail before the 2020 election. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.